Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, so Jenna's going to be reading some dreams later on this morning, but Jenna said there's a lot of people having weird dreams lately.
Yeah.
A Kid Nation member sent in this text. Apparently, there's a three-day solar storm going on between June 11th through the 13th.
Hmm.
A magnetic filament that has been hovering above the sun's surface has exploded. And it released a bunch of supercharged hot plasma into the solar system, which is creating a disturbance in our planet's magnetosphere, causing a geomagnetic storm to occur. So the symptoms that we're going to feel because of this are disturbed sleep, prophetic dreams, nightmares, being clumsy, dizziness, ear ringing, losing track of time, tension, aches, pains. This sounds like a medical, like at the end of those commercials.
Uh-huh, right.
Overwhelming emotions, impatience, heightened sensitivity to light, noise, taste, touch, and smell, a noticeable shift in energy, and the desire to detox and let go.
Hmm.
So, three-day solar storm. I don't know what's up with those, but that's what's happening apparently.
Solar storm.
Solar storm. We knew it. Now we got to worry about those and Mercury in retrograde. All those things we got to worry
about. So many
about.
Things going on.
So many things going on. Hey, Anna's midweek update coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, it's time to get to Love Letters to Kelly. It's brought to you by Ring this morning.
I love getting the wind chime notifications like I did yesterday, letting me know that there was some activity at my front door. It was a package being delivered. Totally fine. But that was because of my Ring device that I have right there on my front door. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. Now, you may already know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Anytime you watch the news, there's always like someone's Ring device. They show the car going down the street or, you know, whatever it is. It's because of these Ring devices. They help you stay connected to your home anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery, a surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and you'll be able to see and hear and speak to the person all from your cell phone because of the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. Now, right now, if you haven't tried it out already, I've got an excellent way for you to get started. They have a starter kit, a Ring starter kit. It's available right now with a video doorbell, a motion-activated floodlight cam. The starter kit has everything that you need to start building a ring of security around your home. And you can add to it later on if you want to put one at your back door, maybe around the side or a window. You can do that as well. Just go to ring.com/kid for that Ring starter kit. That's ring.com/KIDD and start building the ring of security around your home.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for almost 8 years and together since high school. We have three kids, two with special needs, so I stay home. He has always known my feelings about motorcycles. I think they're dangerous and not worth the risk. Well, he went out and bought one.
Ooh.
Against my wishes, knowing how upset it would make me. I'm just at a loss. I want him to be happy and have what he wants, but all I have is our kids and him. We had our twins when I was just 18, and I've stayed home with them ever since then. I have no friends outside of family, and he just doesn't seem to understand why I'm upset and what worries it gives me. I already have anxiety just about everyday things, and now I have to worry about the motorcycle, too. I don't know what to do. I don't want to give him an ultimatum because I don't want him to resent me over it, but I'm resentful of him now that he's bought it against my wishes. Help, Lee.
Well, you can obsess over it. He's done it now.
Yeah.
And you could make matters worse, or you can update your life insurance policies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's what you got to do.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, it's like motorcycles, they're... People are passionate about them. I get it, but it's a dangerous situation. How do you tell your man, take it back? You're going to, you know, it's going to make even more strife, more stress in the marriage. I'm really sorry about that he didn't discuss it with you and he didn't take your fears into consideration. But your options are to keep yammering on about it, making him miserable, making him resent you. If you do, in fact, convince him to get rid of it. You can start showing him all the documentaries or whatever you can find about people who have these horrible accidents on motorcycles. Or get your affairs in order.
Yeah, that's true. That's the
practical truth of the matter.
One way to do it, yeah.
And try to, you know, lean on family and friends to help you more. When people offer, if you need anything, call. That's such an empty statement. But then start calling those people that have made those offers for you and have people come over and help and get out of the house and do stuff for yourself. You've got to start thinking of yourself, too. It's the whole oxygen mask mentality. If you don't take care of yourself, how can you take care of those around you?
Right.
You need some stuff for yourself.
Yeah, you need a bigger network of friends and
friends
support.
And family, yes. And get into, there are groups for people who, you know, on their kids' trips, you know, they meet each other and they form friendships that go beyond the kids' trip. There's got to be somebody you can go through your pediatrician's office. Maybe there's a group of moms or parents that have children with your same situation. You need to expand your circle as well.
Jenna, your boyfriend drives motorcycles.
He does.
Do you think he would quit riding if you guys down the line one day have kids and stuff?
Yeah.
You think he would, right?
I do. I don't know. That was a dilemma for me because I understand why people love them.
Yeah, it's great.
They're beautiful. They're it's awesome exciting. Looking. So it's not that I don't understand that. I would never, it's not in my nature to tell someone to not do something. I have expressed to him that it scares me a little bit. It has nothing to do with his driving ability. It's simply because it's other people. And you're so unprotected. He's been in a couple accidents. I mean, you should see the scars that he has from being thrown off the bike. I mean, he still has gravel in his elbow. And I said, look, you get it out of your system.
Exactly.
I told him it's like the George Clooney thing, you know, once they had the twins and he was in that accident, he said he's, you know, never on it again. Once you have kids and there's people to care about, it's just the same goes for skydiving. I really wouldn't want, and I know you've done it before, I really wouldn't want to put my life at risk unnecessarily.
I did it before I had kids.
When I have kids.
I think you said it right. You said, get it out of your system. When I had one, I always wanted one. I had no business on a motorcycle.
Yeah. You couldn't get it out of first gear.
But I got it out of my system. And after a year, and I probably put less than 300 miles on this motorcycle, I was done. I had my Harley.
Not everybody does.
Not everybody, maybe.
Some people have
a greater
love for it.
I love watching them, but it's not for me. But I got it out of my system. That's my point.
I wanted one, but I just know I love going fast. And I asked a buddy, I was like, hey, is there a possibility? Have you ever dropped it? And he goes, oh, it's not have I dropped it. It's when you're going to drop it. And you're going to fall eventually.
Yeah.
Just make sure he wears a helmet.
Yep, be safe. As safe as he can be.
Insurance.
Yep.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for 9 months, and recently we separated and got back together. Now, we had worked out the reasons for us splitting up, and things are going fantastic. Well, 3 days ago, my husband left his phone with me on accident while he was out with a friend. An hour after he was gone, I get a phone call from him using the other friend's phone, and he started accusing me of going through his phone and being mad at him. I hadn't done anything. So I'm a curious person, and after he blew up on me, I went through his messages.
You dummy!
She was not even going to look at it, dude. What I found were messages between my husband and another female. Mm-hmm. Now, I told my husband about this, and he's telling me over and over that they never hooked up. We've been together, and everything has been great for over a month, and during this time, he still continued to message this other woman. Now, I've told my husband I consider this cheating, but we decided to work this out because he says they didn't hook up. I want to believe him, but I feel like he's lying to me. Do I continue to try to make this work and try to forgive him and forget, or do I walk away right now while I still can? Please help.
Can I do this? You dummy.
You bro code yourself.
Dude. All right, go ahead. Go.
Well, yeah.
That's a tough one. Walk away now because you don't know the full story. Maybe it's not looking good. No. It doesn't look good for you long term as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I'm not a psychic. I can't predict the future. But it does look really bad that it's happened this early in the relationship.
Guilty dog always barks.
What are you doing right now? Going through my phone?
I do believe that guys and women who cheat, they can change. I believe that.
Right,
they get caught.
That's true.
And they can, you know, repent, and they spend the rest of their time trying to show you how much they've changed and proving to you, and here's my code, my passcode, here's my phone, here, look, I'm deleting the number, I've blocked her number, all this stuff. If a man goes to that lengths to show you how sorry he is and how much he wants to be with you, I would give him another chance. Now, depending on how he's acting after he got caught, that's a tell. You know better than I do if this is going to work out. If he's still defensive, if he's still, you know, you need to get over it, we need to move on, and just kind of half-A-ing it with you,
get out.
Because it's not a good sign.
Right, it's not.
But, you know, it depends on how a man or a woman acts and what they do Because people do screw up. Yeah. Man, nine months in, that you caught him.
But you caught, yeah, you caught him. Because he told on himself, basically.
Cut your losses.
Well, people throw away relationships too easily. They do. Relationships shouldn't be as disposable as snotty Kleenex.
You're right, but wouldn't you say he basically threw it away at first?
Well, it depends on how you act after the fact. See, I'm not there with him, and I don't know how he's acting now. But if he's really sorry and repenting, and he's doing all these things to show her how horrible I was, I don't know what was wrong with me, what am I thinking, you're adjusting to marriage, I just, you know, I panicked, I feel like, oh, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But if he's being, you know, a jerk about it, or not, you know, then get out.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get worse.
Go with your gut feeling, probably on this one.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, Anna.
What?
We gave you a love letter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you.
It's an honor to participate.
All right.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is not about me, but about my younger sister. She has been with this guy for 4 to 5 years now, and it's her first ever relationship. But they only hang out on Saturdays. This is his decision. And whenever there's a family get-together, he will come really late or just for a few hours. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I think my sister deserves someone who wants to see her every day, especially after being together that long. No one in the family cares for him. He's cocky, rude, and just a weird guy. He only works 4 hours a day, but he's always sleeping. Opinions on this, please.
Well, he's a loser. And he's probably got...
or a DJ.
Know, he's a loser. He probably has somebody else he sees during the week. You can all tell your sister how you feel about it, but she's in her comfort zone with this. If she's been with him 4 or 5 years, so my whole thing is you tell somebody once, maybe twice, if you know you don't think they got it the first time, but then you just got to let them do it, do what they're going to do, and suffer the consequences for themselves.
Yeah.
But you're not asking me for any advice other than what I think about it. I think she's settling, but a lot of women and men, more women, settle.
Yeah,
just because it's easier to have somebody than to be back out there and, you know, hope for something better. Well, this is probably as good as it gets. This is, you know, he's at least has something to do on Saturdays. Yay. You know, yeah. Women do settle for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least I can watch Dateline with him.
And tell her how you feel about it and then, you know, let her live her life. You live yours.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Justin, come in. Please.
What?
This one's about you.
Oh.
It's about Justin?
It's about Justin.
What? Is this a surprise?
Yes.
Wow. Surprise.
All right. Put on some headphones there, buddy. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
You have said that you did not have many friends until you met gay men or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I found Justin. I love him. His laugh, his stories, his nonstop attitude that always brings a smile. Then he told a story about walking a dog and a homeless man giving him a beer and talking. Justin was my BFF soulmate. Days after, I found myself getting mad at Jenna and Anna because they get to do all this fun stuff with him and I don't. I feel so left out. So I did it. I commented on a picture on Instagram and Kelly, no joke, he actually replied.
Wow.
And said yes to being best friends and also said, hey, bestie. So then I panicked. I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to reply. I got scared. Kelly, what do I do now? How do I respond without looking like a creeper? He's like sunshine and kittens and unicorns and glitter.
Aww.
All wrapped up in a Justin ball of happiness. I may be fan-loving more than he loves Tyra Banks. Please help me with my hopefully new BFF, and that's Lauren, and she is on the phone right now.
Okay, well.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
I'm good.
Okay, take it away. Justin is right here.
Yeah, you don't need me for this.
Yeah, we have your GBFF right here.
Right?
I just want to say, Lauren, that was so sweet. Yes. Of course.
Yes, so now I don't know what to do.
Where do you live?
I don't know how to reply. I'm in Dallas.
I'll tell you what.
Rockwell.
Okay, and Justin doesn't live too terribly far.
Not
from
too far, but yes. Do you like Beyonce?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay.
Do you like drinking alcohol?
Yes.
Do you like golden retrievers?
I see. Well, I have a chihuahua, so I was thinking that Bo and our little chihuahua kitten could be like best friends all.
That'd be cute.
Little dog dates, yes. Do you like to dance? Zumba?
I have never done it, but you could teach me.
Perfect. Why don't y'all go for a Zumba and a brunch?
Do you mind paying
Zumba day?
Do you mind paying for dinner?
I'm probably just as broke as Justin, but we can make it work.
All right. That means
two broke girls.
I'll throw in $30. That's $15 a piece.
Yeah, we'll pay for your first date.
And you guys go and have a good time somewhere. Wow. Walk the dogs.
$30.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
What a random amount.
That's going to cover Justin's margaritas.
Yes, definitely. And you know what, Lauren, right.
Yes.
Lauren, all it takes is a kind, honest, sincere, real person to hang out with me. As long as we can laugh, hang out, chill, dance, make fun of people, but also preach love. We'll be best friends.
Make fun, but preach love.
Yes, make fun.
Or make love.
Throw shade, spill the tea.
I don't think that's
going to
happen.
But also still be good people. We'll get it, Lauren.
Aww.
I'm so excited.
Okay, and then this is the last question. Do pineapples belong on pizza?
Oh, good question. Go ahead, Lauren.
Lauren.
You got a 50-50 shot.
More on a shish kebab.
Oh, she...
Only on a shish kebab?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What about...
Only on a shish kebab.
Is that a good answer?
That's
a
great answer.
Pizza.
She doesn't eat pizza.
Oh, is that a problem?
That's not a problem.
Crazy because I don't like pizza.
What?
Oh, boy. I'm afraid we're...
Hold on, Lauren.
That's the issue.
I thought you were going to say you can't have cheese like me because I love pizza, but I don't eat it.
What is it about the pizza you don't like?
It's just all mushy.
You've had wrong pizza.
Yeah, you made good pizza.
We'll get you a thin crust. If it's the mushy you don't like, we can get you a thin crust, a little crunchy. It's okay.
Oh, Justin's got this look on his face. He's not so sure.
Jacob not want to be my best friend forever.
You know what, Lauren? We're going to fix that out, huh?
You don't eat a ton of pizza.
What? You know what? I shouldn't eat a lot.
This guy. Show up at my house, my kids will have their pizza. He's like, what is this? Halfway gone already?
Sure. Yes, of course. Lauren, we're going to hang out. Thank you so much for sharing that love letter.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Lauren, for writing it.
Well, awesome. Yeah.
Congrats on your new friendship, Lauren.
Just matchmaking up here.
Excited.
Yeah. Right. Goodbye, best friend.
My bestie, she says.
Uh-huh.
I'll work it out if y'all get past that pizza thing.
And pineapple does belong on pizza.
No, it doesn't.
But Canadian bacon
not a,
only.
Not a fan.
Yes, Hawaiian style is the best.
Not a fan. No.
Have you ever had banana on pizza?
No.
No.
Jenna, that's disgusting.
I told you.
No.
I told you about that time. That's banana. Not what I like. That was served to me. Pepperoni, jalapeno, and banana.
Bananas?
It was.
Banana pepper, yes.
Weird.
Not bananas. All right. If you want to write our love expert, go to kidnation.com. We have a nice little tab set up right there. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. You did it again, love expert. Except on the last one. The last one was just all...
That had nothing to do with me.
That was just a layup right there. That was a layup. That's what that was. Coming up next, we have your chance to play Wheel of Gift Cards. Then we'll hook you up with a midweek update, too.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Gift cards! Brand new gift cards on that wheel. We switch them out every day, so you never know what you're getting, but I know it's going to be good. It's all our favorite stores on there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at that. That Walmart one's just staring at me right in the eye.
Yeah?
So is that Target one.
Mm-hmm.
So is that Amazon one. The Best Buy.
All of them.
They're all up there. Hey, pick up that phone and give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Looking for caller number 13 to play. You get two spins if you want to use them both. You can take the first one if you want. And you get to choose anyone from the office to spin the wheel. Anyone.
Anybody.
Yes.
Anyone.
Still can pick Kelly Raspberry, but anyone.
She's dominating.
She is dominating.
She's like the U.S. girl, women's soccer team.
Yeah. We're Thailand, and she's the U.S. women's soccer team.
Should I pull myself out of competition?
No, we want you to keep playing your hardest because it shows us respect.
Okay.
But your celebrations are getting out of hand.
Tone it down a little bit, Raspberry.
By the way, shout out to the U.S. Women's National Team winning 13-0 versus Thailand in their opening match of the World Cup, the Women's World Cup. Off to a good start, people.
Great start.
A couple text messages from the text. How Lauren feels about Justin is how I feel about Anna.
Oh, don't you worry.
You'll get your Anna here in a couple minutes. She's about to give you the midweek update.
My heart.
Yeah. Wait, so all it takes is a love letter to get Justin as my best friend? Now I'm jealous and salty. Justin's my soulmate. He just doesn't know it yet.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's good right there.
People fighting over people. Right?
All right, Anna's in here. She's ready to go. You have a new best friend on the text, apparently.
Oh, well, this goes out to you, text friend.
Whatever your name is.
Yeah, they didn't leave the name, so I can't give your new best friend's name. But
that's all right.
They're there.
Okay, well, I'd like to say thank you. You know, thanks for having me on.
Mm-hmm.
And for listening to my incredibly silly and pretty ridiculous jokes. I'm happier than I ever thought I would be.
You know what, Anna?
What,
I like you so much.
Is it too soon?
I'm sorry.
Should I have played this one?
That's okay.
Shame.
I do love you, Al, because you give me a lot of content.
I love you. I love you. I love you. That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So moving on.
Moving on because she did.
Wow.
You see, for you, Kelly, you don't get a free pass. Wow. Anna gets a free pass.
I'm feeling so nervous.
Anna, are you married to that joke or do you want to get rid of it?
Okay.
Oh, that's too much.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
Okay. Here, I'll change the topic for you.
Okay. Then.
Okay, so earlier this week...
You need to put that joke on the bench. Oh, wait, the bench is gone.
Wow. I'm sorry. I feel
you see what you started?
I feel responsible.
You see what you started?
Okay. All right. So earlier this week, out of thin air, Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know why that happened, but I thought it was one of the funniest things I saw on Twitter.
Yeah.
And so Tom Cruise is 31 years older than Justin Bieber. So I found a celebrity that is 31 years older than me that I would like to challenge to a duel. So I Googled celebrities that are older than me.
Uh-huh.
Steve Carell. He is 31 years older than me. So Steve, pick a time and a place. I don't know if you're listening, but as Michael Scott once said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You know?
Very true.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, very that true. Was Michael Scott that said that. So, you know, let's fight. Occasionally, I'll hit. That's also Michael Scott. Okay. Okay, so... You know how when you're making decisions, you kind of have like a hypothetical like angel on one shoulder and a little like mean angel on the other shoulder?
Yeah.
Or you know angel devil thing. Yeah.
Devil.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I felt kind of weird saying that. Okay.
the word well, devil's too
that
too
mean
much.
Angel.
You know.
He was an angel.
Yeah, well, okay. So I kind of have that, except I have a broke Anna on one side and a woke Anna on the other side.
Okay.
So kind of, you know, hear me out. For the next few stories, we're going to get broke Anna and woke Anna perspective.
All right.
Okay, good.
Okay. So did y'all see this Timothy Chalamet ventriloquist doll? Did you see it?
No, I have not.
Him.
It looks so creepy. It's this really weird looking ventriloquist doll that looks like Timothy Chalamet, and it's sold on eBay for $122,000.
Wow.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So broke me says, well, that's a lot of money. But woke me says, that's art. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So Rihanna's interview for Interview Magazine, the one that she did with Sarah Paulson, which was really cool. Jenna talked about it yesterday. When Sarah asked her about who she's dating, Rihanna just said, Google it. And I think that's my new goal in life, to be able to respond to something just by saying, Google it. So broke me says, I need to date a billionaire like Rihanna, obviously. But woke me says, Google the fact that you are not Rihanna. Woke me says to wake up and stay woke. So over the weekend, Kylie Jenner, she threw this very extravagant party for her new/old/new BFF, as we found out, Anastasia. And it included a Handmaid's Tale themed party, a club outing, a weekend getaway, a huge bus, like everything. So broke me says, I need rich friends, clearly.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Clearly. But woke me says, you know, money can't buy you love.
Telling yourself that.
Okay. So lastly,
yeah.
Yesterday, Taylor Swift and Katy Perry's feud officially ended, right?
Uh-huh.
Katy posted a photo of a plate of cookies that said, peace at last. Tagged Taylor in it. They're in like Friendshipville. It's all great. Broke me says, you know, good thing I didn't buy the song Bad Blood, because that's what, you know.
Yeah, right.
And woke me, I actually brought something for this, for Big Al. Since my joke, since this whole thing started with me poking fun at you, I brought you something.
Oh, what?
Uh-oh.
I know. Let's see,
here he comes. It's probably nice. Anna's really nice.
It's fresh baked cookies.
Oh, thank you.
A blueberry cart.
Well,
yeah, I didn't have a nice plate like Taylor does. So
that's
this
okay.
is a strawberries box.
Oh, that's okay.
Aww.
And I ate half of them.
Because she broke.
Because I'm broke.
Yeah,
so
broke.
Enjoy your cookies, Big Al. I'm sorry for poking fun of you.
Thank you. That's okay, baby.
Peace at last.
It's all
last.
All for comedy.
All for comedy, yes. Yes, and I ate them.
It's all for entertainment.
Those look
awful. They smell a little bit like strawberries.
Smell great. A little bit like Chips Ahoy.
No, because I'm on my program.
Yeah, how's yours?
So are you, Al.
You can eat one.
You can smell them.
You know what that you can do? You could bite it and chew it and spit it out.
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
The first bite is the best.
Anna just gave you a gift.
He'd still get the sugar.
Oh, you do?
Sorry.
I mean, that sugar would hit his bloodstream.
Just a little bit, though.
That's a lie.
See, I'm the bad. I'm the bad diet.
You're bad, yeah.
I'm bad diet. Kelly's good diet.
All right. Kelly's right.
All right, Kid Nation. Thank you, Anna, for your midweek update and the cookies. Let's get to our contestant. Crystal. How are you doing this morning?
I am great. Way better now.
Way better now. What are you up to right now?
I am driving to work.
Oh,
what do you do?
So I'm a teacher, and we're actually out for the summer, but I'm working some extra days.
Oh, good for you.
Aw. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still getting paid and everything, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. There you go. A little summer paycheck.
Of course.
Well, Crystal, you're calling number 13, so you get to choose anyone from the office to spin this wheel we have right here.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't even expecting to get through. So let me go with Big Al.
Big Al Maggie!
Yeah.
You
did it!
Hey.
Woo!
Yes. He's had a rough week.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Try to make it a little better.
Yeah.
He's so appreciative.
All
right, so Big Al Max got the wheel in front of him. Now he's going to spin it for you, Crystal.
I'm going to make sure, Crystal, that you get something good. Let me see here.
All right.
What we got? I mean, they're all good.
The luck of the spin.
All right, Crystal, how do you feel about Ulta?
An Ulta gift card.
Ulta gift card. Or you can spin again.
Let's spin again.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
She's going for it.
You woke up like that.
Yeah,
she did. It's landing. Well, guess what, girl?
What?
Ulta gift.
You are meant to have that Ulta gift card.
Yeah, what is that telling me?
All right, let me see here, baby.
They have great things.
$500 worth of Ulta.
All right, that is so awesome.
How about that?
My wife loves that.
I love it. It's not just makeup because they have every hair tool. They have salons in there.
I bought a blow dryer there.
Yeah. That would be a hair tool.
Uh-huh.
And I'll throw in
a... I'm from Victoria, so we're a little big town, so we don't have stuff like that. So I can do some online shopping.
Online's great.
I'll throw in half a box of chocolate chip cookies from Anna also.
Well, Crystal, congratulations.
Congrats.
$500 to Ulta. You can do all the spending you want with that money right there. $500. Boom. And we have more gift cards. We'll replace the ones we have on there. We'll have brand new ones for you tomorrow, Kid Nation, with different amounts. And you'll have your chance to play. Make sure you're listening between 720 and 740 Central for us to tell you to call in and play. And hold on for us. Crystal, put her on hold. And let's get ready for some Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation.
You can have whatever you like.
Yep. You can call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And ask us anything you want to ask. If you have a question for the cast or if you have a story you want to bring up or something cool that's going on that we haven't mentioned yet, literally anything is up for grabs. John wrote us, and for Whatever Wednesday, he wants to know, what's up with Jenna's golf game?
Nothing.
Yeah. Haven't been playing, huh, Jenna?
Well, I have not had the time at all.
Jenna's been busy. For a minute, she started taking lessons and was taking it really serious, and then she became a businesswoman.
Yeah,
so I feel kind of ridiculous going out there and spending 3 hours in an afternoon playing golf when I have a business that I started.
Yeah.
So that's what's taking priority right now. But I think my golf game is much better than it used to be. I'm going to go next week and try and hit some balls.
All right.
It'll come back. There, John, so your question has been answered. What do you have? What do you want to talk about with Whatever Wednesday? We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, that phone number, if you want to get in on the show and ask us a question or bring up something you want to talk about, because it's Whatever Wednesday, is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We receive text messages with that number as well, or you can slip into the DMs over at Instagram or on Twitter or on Facebook, because Anna's all over those as well. And speaking of Anna,
yeah,
the first text we got, hey, to piggyback on Anna's jokes during the midweek update,
great.
I have a question for the entire cast.
Huh.
If you were invited to Dr. Ex-Girlfriend's wedding, would you go or would you decline for Big Al? Would it cause drama? I would have to go with bro code on that.
Thank you, JC.
And I wouldn't even respond.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, well, that's rude code. Not to respond.
Thank you, JC. I'd go with bro code as well.
Because Kinsey would respond.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
Thank you, Jenna.
Kelly?
I wouldn't be invited.
True.
Let's just be honest.
That's a valid point.
Yeah. Very valid point.
That's a strong point.
Nothing to RSVP for.
Yeah.
That's a strong point right there.
Yeah, that was our boy. You know?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We wish her the best. Obviously, we do.
I wish her the best. But I wish her nothing but love.
But Al's my friend.
Nothing but love.
Yeah. I met her because of Al.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stay with my dude right there. For whatever Wednesday, hey, how many days a week does Jenna work out?
Gosh. I wish more than I care to admit to. I did a hard workout yesterday, actually. Was sprinting on treadmills.
Yeah.
Three, four.
3 to 4 days a week. See, there you go. That's all you need. I mean, you don't need anything crazy like that.
Yep.
It really is diet, sadly.
And
eating well and working out some.
Speaking of the gym, whatever happened to the lady that would tell JC he's going to rip something at the gym every time he was trying to lift?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her.
Kind of like gym Nazi.
And you know what? When I got to the gym, the front desk girl was like, hey, Jeff, our manager, wants to see you. And I'm like, uh-oh. I felt like I got called into the principal's office.
Yeah.
But he was really cool. And he's like, hey, man, I just want to make sure that you feel welcome here and that everything's cool. And if you want, I'll talk to her. And I was like, oh, yeah, man, I'll let you know if anything happens. But I don't know if she listened to the show or heard or what, but I...
Or knew who you were.
Or knew who I was. I haven't seen her.
Yeah.
Except one day Al asked me about it. Remember this,
yeah,
Al?
Uh-huh.
And I saw her that day at the gym. That was the first time I'd seen her. And all she said was hi. And that was it. And she left.
Okay.
So I haven't had any more interactions with that lady.
Good.
So she has not
One
been.
Person can make you leave a gym. I mean, sadly.
Yeah.
It can happen. You can feel so uncomfortable for whatever reason.
Right. But yeah, she didn't make me uncomfortable to where I wanted to leave. It was just annoying.
The person in my case was me.
Yeah. Sorry, Al. What's up, Sam?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, buddy? So you have a question for the whole cast, huh?
Yeah, I love the show, by the way.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm 27. I'm a former veteran.
Yeah.
I'm out here selling cars now. I found the perfect woman. I guess my question is, if you could go back and tell your 27-year-old self one tip of life advice, what would you suggest?
Yeah, that's a deep question.
Yeah.
Right, philosophical for the morning.
Right?
I think take risks, you know, because you can kind of get away with things when you're a little bit younger. So take risks on, you know, business or life or moving or things like that, because you can always move home. You can always fix things. The later you get into life, it's a lot harder to take risks when you have a family or, you know, more financial commitment. So there's things I wish I had done sooner than I did. But I would just say take risks as kind of a general...
I would agree with Jenna on that. I would also tell myself, let the negative things just slip right off your back. Just don't.
Be positive.
Yeah, be positive, man. Because when I was in my 20s, I do remember every time somebody would say something negative, and I try not to this day, but
sits with you.
It would stick with me too much, and I would let it eat at me throughout the week. And I would just tell myself, hey, now that a couple years later, you don't even remember that comment or that negative thing that happened. Right. So
things feel like the end of the world until you get a little older, and then it's like, whatever.
Big Al?
Not a funny comment, but I would tell my 27-year-old self to take the serious relationships more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I messed around a lot of girls.
Yeah.
So I didn't take it serious.
Yeah.
You know, I was being 20 or whatever. At 27, at 30, I was still being 20.
You're already ahead of that, Sam, because you already got your lady. You found a good woman, and you're not out there playing around.
And just on a side note, don't take so many risks. No, go ahead.
Oh,
no,
that's what I usually say.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Take the risks before you have a mortgage and before you have family and stuff, you know. I took big risks.
Yeah, the woman in my life's the best part right now.
Yeah.
There you go.
But once you have that, now you're in it and you have to consider somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's just you, Because that's what happened to me. I could take the job with kid when he asked me, even though I was a little older. I was 27, right? And I could do it because I didn't have any obligation. Right. But then years later, when I was offered the opportunity to go give it all up and go out to L.A. and pursue another line of work, I was like, oh, now I'm in a serious relationship. Now I have a house.
Right.
I, you know, if I give it up, what am I losing?
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
There you go, buddy. Good luck, man.
Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy. Congrats on all the good stuff happening for you, man.
Yep.
That was a good question from Sam. Let's take... Oh, this is an interesting question. Rhea, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Good.
So you have a question that I think a lot of parents think about. I even think about it now when my kids are only 5 and 7.
Yeah, actually, it's my daughter's going to be turning 16 this July, and I'm going crazy, like, thinking, like, what car to buy for her, like, the safest car.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is driving me crazy.
What kind of car to buy? My parents always believed in buying the cheapest.
I recommend the Southwest Kia.
You do want a bigger car. I would say for a teenager, if you want to keep them safe, I personally keep thinking about getting my kids a bigger car, like a truck, because they're not going to be driving.
Or it's just an SUV.
Or an SUV.
My first car was an SUV, and I loved it.
Right, because you're not driving crazy distances.
Into a pole, it was fine.
Uh-huh. You're going to school and back, and if you back into poles, it's going to be okay. And hopefully if you get hit, they'll be safe because they're in a larger vehicle. That's what I would think.
Yeah.
What about you, Kelly?
Sounds
you're closer.
We haven't started thinking about it yet.
Yeah?
Yeah, just...
Another thing, should I buy a new one or just buy, like,
buy a used car.
Buy
a new one.
Or what my mom and dad did, my mom got a new car and gave me her 3-year-old SUV, and that was perfect. So then it gave her an excuse to get a car, and I got a used one.
Absolutely. What are you driving?
I'm driving an Odyssey, so she doesn't like it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
That's what you get.
That's free.
You know, I mean, kids can't demand what they get.
You got to get what you get. So hopefully that helps, Rhea. But yeah, don't buy them new. I feel like we got to earn our first car, and that'll make her feel better when she buys it herself.
And that story later in life needs to have some type of humor to it. Your first car, because that conversation always comes up. Oh, it was an Odyssey. You know.
Yeah. Oh. What's up, Dylan?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Hey.
So you have a whatever Wednesday about your mom?
Yeah, so a couple of months ago, you guys were talking about eating some crazy stuff, and I actually texted in. So my mom is the one that made the slugitas in the woods.
Slugitas, she would eat slugs. Yeah.
Yeah, so she actually, over the winter, worked really hard and actually just got her global wildlife tracking certification. And now she has just left on Monday, and she drives to the Pacific Northwest for 4 months to professionally hunt Bigfoot.
Professionally hunt
Bigfoot. She's a professional Bigfoot hunter?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It's funny because she used to be a makeup artist, so it's kind of the best of both worlds. But I just wanted to tell everybody how proud I am of her. And you know, she is really reasonable about it. She's never seen Bigfoot and can't ever say that she has.
Yeah.
But she worked really hard, and I'm sure she's going to cook up something else crazy that we can tell you guys about later this year.
And when she finds Bigfoot, she'll give him a makeover.
Dylan, be honest.
Exactly.
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I believe that there could be something else out there.
Could be.
Good answers.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. Probably know Bigfoot is out there.
Hunt big.
She's out there for 4 months, dude, living out there in the wilderness.
Did they pay her to do that?
That's her job. I guess she's a professional.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess she's got to make the money somehow. Hey, Dylan, catch us up and let us know if your mom does end up finding Bigfoot. Because I'm sure Ellen's going to want to talk to her, too, as well.
Yeah, we want her first.
We want her first if she does find him.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna's wearing her hat already.
Well, is this the hat I will continue wearing? It's been a hot debate with only a couple of votes.
Is it shrinking?
What? Isn't it tight?
I feel like it's shrinking.
I think my head's getting bigger. It's I thought this was bigger when I first bought it. It's so tight.
Jenna got this genie hat that at first looked like a genie hat, and now it's... It just looks like a...
It looks like a...
Like a beanie.
Looks like a Jiffy Pop.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it looks
it's
like.
It's very close to a yarmulke.
Fancy Jiffy Pop.
You know?
It's very small.
It is getting really
maybe
small.
Maybe somebody. Almost like a gold beret.
Maybe somebody secretly giving a smaller size.
Wouldn't that be the best?
You just, you know, like switching it out for just one little bit smaller, one little bit until finally one day.
Wasn't that a, I swear
that's a
I saw,
bit. Somebody
I saw
done
a prank.
Like
yeah, I saw yeah. a prank like that where it was either a roommate that just kept.
Like a dress size or a belt, pants, something like that.
Getting the shirt size smaller or a dress yeah. or something and the other person was freaking out because their weight wasn't.
Losing my mind.
Yeah.
That
I'm
might be
bigger.
Right. And then as I look at Anna, Anna's head is about the right size for that new lease.
Oh, that's what's
sucking.
Happened. Yeah, she's shrinking your head. She's trying to take my place. What's I know, but we put up a poll on Kid Nation. What's the status? It's whether I continue to wear this or a comically large one that's $16 that I could order and it's humongous.
I like that one.
I like that
one. I mean,
already.
You know, sight unseen on the other one, but I like that one.
I was
one.
Easing yeah. y'all into the prop.
I'm all in already.
What do you think about it?
Yeah.
Or what are people saying?
Yeah, we posted a picture of the jumbo one on our Instagram story, at Kid Nation, with a poll on if Jenna should keep the one she has or upgrade, and 79% of people say you should upgrade to the jumbo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now, all you creepy guys.
I'm going to do it.
When Anna says a poll, she means the one you vote on. Okay? So it's not Jenna and a poll. So chill out.
That would get a lot of views.
Yeah, true.
Now, calm down now. Take a cold shower. All right, Kid Nation. It's time to get into your dreams. Jenna is really into reading about psychology, and she was a psych minor. So
yeah, minored in psychology, so I do not have a degree, but I'm interested.
Yeah, very interested. And she has found a way to determine what your dreams mean, because they often don't mean what you're dreaming.
Right.
For instance, hey, Jenna. First of all, I want to say that I love listening to you guys, but I want to tell you that I recently had a dream where I was pregnant, and I did not know who the father was. And it was between two guys, an ex I'm talking to and thinking about maybe getting back together with, and just some random guy. Help.
Two sides of this. We've talked about being pregnant when you're having a dream about being pregnant with weird things when you're actually pregnant, and that's fears. If you're not pregnant in your waking life and you're dreaming about being pregnant, and in this situation she's deciding between two guys, it's twofold. You're feeling vulnerable, and you need to be cared for, and nurtured. And if you're pregnant in your dream and not in real life, then that's actually a symbol for you that you're about to give birth to a new version of yourself. So maybe you've gone through some sort of change, or I don't know if this is what this means for these guys, if this means you should be with one of these guys as opposed or the other one. But it definitely means that it's a new side of yourself that you're kind of giving birth to.
Oh, it's like you're being reborn.
So it's a symbol for you, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Reborn, also a great movie, by the way.
It was. Oh, yeah, man, Jason.
So, such a good one. Somebody wrote me the other day.
Watch that.
Jason, I stayed in during the storms and I watched your movie, Reborn. Keep your day job.
Aw. You did great acting.
Noted. All right, Al, go ahead.
All right. Jenna. My daughter keeps having dreams about fires. What do fire dreams mean?
I wish I had more details about what's going on in your daughter's life, because fires are very powerful symbols in dreams, and it can mean a lot of things. So I'm just going to tell you a variety of the things the fire can mean and see if it's applicable to any area of your daughter's life. But she could be simply overwhelmed by feelings. I'm not sure how young she is. Sometimes they say kids will dream about fires because they're just overwhelmed by feelings in their waking life that they don't know how to process. They could be angry about things or just simply feeling overwhelmed by feelings. So they dream about fires. It could be a transformation or a new beginning as well. So a lot of times younger people will have these dreams if we're, you know, maybe we're changing jobs or there's new things happening or you're graduating from school and it's summer. You know, I've heard that a lot of kids will have weird dreams. I used to have the dreams about my teeth falling out all the time. And I know that's not fire, but that's another symbol for fear or uncertainty about the future. So, you know, with summer being here and kids getting out of school or maybe moving on to another grade, there can be a lot of very fiery kind of dreams.
Gotcha.
So many good choices. I don't know which one to pick.
Can you hand me the other ones that you don't pick?
Oh, yeah. Right. Is she just picking it now?
I asked her before the break. Know. She didn't listen to me.
What? Oh, is that supposed to? I didn't hear you. Here, then I'll just read this one. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. When did you ask me?
Right, when you were sitting there right before the break.
I wasn't paying attention to you.
Of course.
Dear Jenna, please help me. I dreamed about duck hunting the other night. Oh. I was shooting the ducks with something non-lethal, and my dog Molly would bring them to me. I'd throw them in the air, and then they'd fly away. The scary part, my husband of 11 years said he dreamed about duck hunting, too.
Mm. This is an exciting dream for you.
Yay!
Oh, it is?
Because ducks are a huge symbol for good fortune in your near future.
Some duckies.
Good. Yes, and so it's a good sign, actually. Ducks in dreams, no matter what they're doing, is a really good sign. And it says you might be expecting a baby.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Happiness in your marriage. Mm. Buying something valuable.
Okay.
Like a house or a car or just some wave of good fortune. As much as I'm not really into the psychic kind of thing, but
had both,
there's
had
a chance, and the husband had it too. Or you watched
DuckTales.
Duck Dynasty.
That's what I was going to go with. Duck Dynasty. You watched Duck Dynasty on television before you went to bed. So there's that level of the dream.
Oh, let's do King of Ducks.
Oh crap!
No, okay.
Duck Goose.
Oh, all right, go.
Scrooge McDuck.
Ugly Duckling.
Huh? Donald Duck.
I was going to say that one.
That was
one.
A good one, right?
I'm out. I don't know.
Jenna's out.
Hey, King Duck.
Okay. Yeah.
Duck Boat.
Okay. Daffy Duck.
Huey.
Wait a minute. Duck is not in the name.
No, I'm just naming
it's a
ducks.
Duck, though.
I'm naming ducks.
Aren't we going famous ducks?
Okay. I thought that, all right, I'm going to let it slide.
You gonna let it slide?
Yeah, I'm gonna let
this
it slide.
Time, huh?
You gonna let it slide?
The king over here of the game. Al, you're about to be out. Come on, yeah.
I don't give a
okay.
No.
Yeah, I could say ducking.
Yeah,
my autocorrect.
Duck whistle.
Oh,
it's good.
Oh.
Yeah, so you use it to hunt.
Do we do the dreams?
That's legit.
What? Did you already say Howard the Duck?
Nope. Okay.
Nope.
Duck pond. Thank you.
I said Huey. Louie.
You already said that.
I said Huey.
Oh. Duck sauce.
Good one.
Thanks.
I don't care.
Doing King of Ducks right now. Am I the winner?
You
I said that. I'm the King of the Ducks.
You're King of Ducks.
King of Ducks.
I'm the King of the Ducks.
I'm not into it. I sat up to you may tell you people right now, I sat up to midnight watching Bachelorette, and we're not going to talk about it this morning.
I am.
So I am sleep deprived.
Shocked
for this show, and we're not even going to talk about it.
You people.
I can't even think. Okay, I can get back to your dreams.
Thank you. Jenna had a dream that I was being nice to people I don't like, and I was trying to play a song I know on a piano by heart, but when I would try to play, the sound wasn't right, or my fingers wouldn't remember which keys to hit. It sounded terrible. What's going on in my life?
Okay, I had to do a little reading about the piano thing, because I don't have a skill that then I can't do in a dream, but they say the scientific part of that is sometimes they think that our motor functions, the part of the brain responsible for motor functions is inactive while we sleep. So if you're dreaming about a skill that you have in your waking life, that a lot of times this happens with people that play instruments, that they can't do it.
Yeah.
So unless you have some big performance coming up that you're scared about, if it's just something you do all the time, you're either overworked or it's just that part of the brain doesn't work when we sleep. So then you can't do that skill in your dream. So that's the scientific part of that. But being nice to people that you don't like is actually fascinating. They say when you don't like people, you actually spend more time in your waking life thinking about people that you don't like or that you're not getting along with. You put a lot of emotional energy there. So it's going to come back to haunt you in your dream. So this is a sign that you need to heal that relationship or your feelings in that relationship. Reversely, it could also mean that even if you hate someone, let's say there's someone you hate, but you have to deal with them every single day, that you could dream about them because you actually are a little envious of qualities that they have that you want. So that will pop up into your dream.
Wow. Kelly, who do you dream about the most in the office?
Honestly, I can't remember dreams. I remember them for a minute, but I don't remember dreaming about
Russ
people.
Face.
Wow.
Yes.
They say if you don't remember dreams, because I'm that way, that we all do dream. But to try and start getting in the habit to train your brain when you wake up first thing in the morning to write down, to try
what
that second,
about.
To
okay.
try and remember and start writing down details, and it can train your brain to remember what you dreamed of.
I just always assume my dreams aren't interesting enough to remember.
They probably are. You just got to remember them. You want some more of that action right there and have your dreams read on air and
yeah.
then have Jenna tell you what's going on in your life? Go ahead and slip into the DMs over at Kid Nation on Instagram or on Twitter, and then Anna will find them, or you can text them in as well. Again, we'll be back at it again next week with Jenna.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.